Okay, today we're going to be learning Perek Zayin Mishnayis Beis and Gimel. So Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis tells us as follows: Nashim Avadim Ketanim Ein Mezamnin Aleihem. You can't make a zimun with Nashim Avadim and Ketanim. If you have less than three men that eat together with women or with Avadim or with Ketanim, then that's not considered a real group of three people that are eating together. So one does not say zimun when you have such a situation. That's only when there are fewer than three men. The halach is, and a lot of people don't realize this, is that if there are three men but there are also women together with them, it's not just that the men have to do a zimun, the women also are obligated to answer to the zimun of men, because once there is a zimun, then everyone around the table, including the women, are obligated in zimun. It's a shaila if you have three women, whether women are obligated in zimun or not when you have three women eating together. So that's a shaila in the Rishonim, whether three women are obligated in their own zimun or whether it's only dvar rishus. It happens to be, it's fascinating, no Rishon says that it's usher for three women to do a zimun. No Rishon, no Achron, really, until like the 20th or 21st century, says that it's any sort of problem for three women to do a zimun together. The machlokas is whether it's a chiyuv or whether it's a rishos. But certainly, everyone agrees, when there are men that are doing a zimun and women are there, they shouldn't be cleaning up the table or in the kitchen or whatever, or schmoozing. They should be answering to the zimun because they are certainly chayuv in the zimun in that case. But when it's fewer than three men, then the women are not obligated in the zimun. Ad kama mezamnin, how much does a person have to eat in order to participate in the zimun? Ad kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda amar kebetza. Rabbi Yehuda says, not a kezayis, it needs to be the size of a kebetza. So if three people ate a kezayis each, according to the Tanna Kamma, they do a zimun. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they each need to eat a kebetza, and that's the minimum for benching, and is therefore also the minimum for zimun. So that the Tos Yontov points out over here in Ad Kezayis, Kid Mefarish Abaye B'Gemara V'Achalta Zu Achila V'Savata Zu Shtia and Achila Zu B'Kezayis, meaning that when it comes to the Ikur Chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon, the way that Shita learns the Pasuk, the Tanna Kamma learns the Pasuk, is that the Pasuk does not say you're Chayiv in Birchas Hamazon when you eat Kedei Sviya. It says you're Chayiv in Birchas Hamazon when V'Achalta, and then V'Savata means and you drink. So Achila always means a Kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the achalta v'savata means the kind of achila that would satiate you, and that's a kebetza. So that's the machlokas about Birchas Hamazon. So we assume whatever the shear is for Birchas Hamazon is also the shear for zimun. So now Mishnah Gimel comes and tells us, ketzad mezamnin. How does one do a zimun? Meaning, what do you say for the zimun? So b'shlosha omer nevarich. When there are three people that are there, you say to the other, one guy says to the other two, nevarich, let's bench together. But if it's three, if it's four people in total, it's one plus another three, then the guy leading should say Barchu. Basara Omer Nevarich Le'elkenu. If there's a minion of exactly 10 people, you say Nevarich Le'elkenu. But Basara Vuhu, if it's 10 plus 1, then you say Barchu. Echel Asar Ve'echel Asar Riba. And then it doesn't change no matter how many you have. You could have 10 people, you could have 10 times 10,000 people, you could have 100,000 people. Now the next Tana says that no, the you change based on how many people you have, even beyond the number 10. B'meya omer nevarich l'Hashem Elokeinu. B'meya b'hu omer baruchu l'Hashem Elokeinu. Be'elef omer, and if you have 1,000, nevarich l'Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. You had another phrase, Elokei Yisrael. Be'elef b'hu, and if it's 1,001, you're one plus 1,000 people with you, you say baruchu l'Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. B'ribo, if it's with 10,000 people, omer, nevarich l'Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Atzvakos Yoshev Akruv Mal Mazon Shachalu. B'ribo v'hu, when it's 10,000 plus you, then you say Baruchu with all of that, with that whole nusach. So the Mishnah says, okay, that's what you say. Now, how does everybody else respond? So Kein Yishuv Mevarich Kachon Nachrov. They respond in kind. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Atzvakos Yoshev Akruv Mal Mazon Shachalu. So when there's 10,000 people, they respond with that whole lengthy nusach. So what's the reason for the second shita? So Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, Lufi Rov Hakal Hein Mevarchin, Shenemar B'Makelus Baruch Elokim Hashem Mekor Yisrael. The reason it changes when you get to 100, when you get to 1,000, when you get to 10,000, is based on the pasuk. The pasuk in Tehillim says B'Makelus Baruch Elokim Hashem Mekor Yisrael. So that teaches us that based on the size of the kal, the bracha is different. What about the Tanna Kamma? Why does Tanna Kamma think once you hit a minion, you just say Hashem's name and that's it? It doesn't change no matter how many more people you have, even if you have 100. 100,000. Because what do you do in shul? If is the davening any different when you have a minion than when you don't have a minion? You always just say Baruch Hashem Varch. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Baruch Hashem Varch. I mean, you always say Baruch Hashem according to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shmuel says you always say Baruch Hashem Hamavarch. You don't just say Baruch Hashem, but either way, you don't adjust it based on the number of people. Based on the number of people that you have that you have present, so that's the shita of not changing it based on the number of people that you have. Tos Yontov just points out over here, Mama Tzilum Beis HaKnesses. He quotes Tosos to Bahamoda Rabbi Yossi Aglili that in the Beis HaKnesses Rabbi Yossi Aglili agrees. He just thinks benching is different than the Beis HaKnesses because he says the Beis HaKnesses Eilun Lachos Meil Yotzim V'Lavadai Te Deshatz because the Shliach Tzibur can't be cognizant of how many people are there behind him. He might start Mincha and there's only 10 people, and by the time he's up to Chazar Shatz, there are already 100 people there, and he wouldn't know. But by Birch Samazon, everyone is Koveya, and they're eating together. So since they're Koveya, and they're eating together, so then it could be that there's an expectation that you would adjust it based on the number of people that are present. Okay, so just to quickly summarize the two Mishnahs that we did today, we did Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. So Mishnah Beis taught us that Nashim Avadim Ketanim are not Mitztaref to make up a Zimun, even though they do participate in a Zimun when there are three men. And we said that machlokas, how much you have to eat in order to participate in a Zimun, and it's the same machlokas about how much you have to eat to be chayv in Birch Samazon. Is it a kazayis or is it a kepetza? And then Mishnah Gimel, we had the exact nusach of what you should say to lead the Zimun, and we had a machlokas whether it changes beyond the number 10. When you have 10 people, is that just it and that's the nusach you stick with? Or do you say that lefi rova kahal hein mevarchan, that you say a bracha based on that you change the nusach based on how many people are there? Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the seventh parak Mishnayos, Dalet and Hey, to bring us to the end of the seventh parak.